Number 18. Exercise 7. Listen to the text, The University of Life, and choose the best item to complete the statements.
The University of Life.
That was the happiest year of my life. I spent 8 months away altogether, 4 months in Southeast Asia, 3 months in Australia, and then a final month back in Thailand. I have always been keen on the idea of travelling. My parents have both travelled quite extensively, and I guess that's rubbed off on me. Once I left school and turned 18, I realised I could do it. Southeast Asia had always interested me. No one from my family had ever been there, so it seemed new and different, and so very far away from home. I was searching for something that wouldn't be easy. In fact, that gap year between school and university made me see the world entirely different. Looking back, I think I didn't prepare myself emotionally for what I was going to do. At first, I travelled in Asia with my pal Jim, so I wasn't completely alone. But I realised soon that you can still feel lonely, whoever you are with, wherever you are. The biggest culture shock for me was being in the ethnic minority for the first time in my life. Once I got over the shock of being the only white person in the street, I began to love it. It was a wonderful lesson for me and allowed me to understand the immigrant population at home much more. Bangkok is a massive change from London. The language barrier was a big shock, since, as an English speaker, I take it for granted that everyone speaks English. But after a while, you begin to realize the power of the smile. A really friendly smile gets you a long way in Southeast Asia. It is a beautiful land with its people so warm and so friendly. I met so many people from different backgrounds. I learned so much from them all, and even some of those I just talked to had an impact on me. Every day in Southeast Asia was a new experience. You learn new things about the way the world works. You learn new things about yourself. When you are on the road, you think and think for hours. You analyze your life and everything around you. When I was away, I had time to examine my life. I know now what my bad points are, but I also know my qualities. My outlook on life is a little more positive than before. I have now realized that we do, for the most part, live in a beautiful world, and there are beautiful people.